Welcome to another fine edition of Insight on this Reno Media Group radio station. It's Bill hanging out with you and so excited to be talking about Safe Place Week. It's coming up March 20th through the 26th, along with the Children's Cabinet. And super excited to have Joanna Ramos in here this morning. You are the program coordinator for Safe Place, along with the Children's Cabinet. Also, Matt Mowbray, you are the program manager for Safe Place and also at the Children's Cabinet. Let's start off, because the first inclination or first sign that I ever heard about Safe Place was like going through the McDonald's drive-thru and you see the little placard in the drive-thru window saying, this is a safe place. And, you know, the logic would tell you, it's like, okay, if a child is in need, this is a safe place for them to go. Is that pretty much a safe analogy? But I have a feeling there's a lot more to it.
Oh yeah, there's definitely a lot more to it. And I'm happy to share what I can in the time frame that we have. So basically, we partner with different community agencies, different community buildings, and our goal is to train them in becoming a safe place site. And once they do become a safe place site, then we are able to post signage at their establishments. And then on our end, we do a lot of community outreach and get our number out there to youth so that they know that if they need help, they can call our number, which is 800-536-4588. And they can walk up to one of those buildings, the McDonald's, the RTC buses, and ask for help.
You know, Matt, let's talk about this, because this is a very important program for Washoe County.
Absolutely. So with our Safe Place sites, any youth, and Safe Place really focuses on 12 to 18 year old youth. If they're feeling unsafe, feeling bullied at school, they don't want to go home for whatever reason it can be, they can call the Safe Place hotline and talk to a case manager who's trained to discuss what's going on with them and mediate the issues that's going on. And in worst case scenarios, we have placement options where they can go for the night for a timeout or something like that.
Let's talk about this. How long has this program been around?
It's been around since 2003 with the Children's Cabinet, but it is a nationwide program. So it first got established in 1983 in Louisville, Kentucky.
Louisville, Kentucky. All right. Mm-hmm. And so basically, what was like the driving force for the Safe Place program to open up here in Washoe County?
I think it's the great need for resources for teens. We work with a very vulnerable population. So that's teenagers that are running away from home or that don't feel heard. They don't have that adult and positive connection. And it gives them an opportunity to feel empowered and to help them advocate for themselves.
All right, let's talk about that. I mean, what is a child walks in to a Safe Place location, What happens then?
Yeah, so to become a Safe Place site, it's pretty simple as far as the business that is becoming a Safe Place site is concerned, but it is also crucial. So on their end, what they do is they provide a safe waiting location in their establishment, and they contact us at the 800 number, which is 800-536-4588. Mm-hmm. And what we do is we come out there and we talk to the youth. We're able to assess the situation and at that point determine what support they need and get them set up for shelter if that's the case, or other supportive services. So we're there to work with them as long as they're accepting our services after the call as well.
Let's talk about the gamut of services that kind of fall under Safe Place. Mm-hmm. Are we talking runaways? We're talking bullying at school, bullying with friends. I mean, where is the spectrum of this, or is there even a spectrum?
Yeah, that's a really good question. The spectrum is huge. Thousands of youth run away every day, and some of them are thrown out. But whatever the situation is, we're there to just let them know that there is a value in asking for help. And instead of running away from the problem, we can help them with understanding and learning how to deal with the problem and providing them that support that they need.
I always love it, too. And you guys have a text option, too. You can also text the word SAFE. Mm-hmm. Again, that's the word SAFE. And you can text it out to 44357. Again, 44357. And that assistance is available 24 hours a day. Let's talk about Safe Place, and let's talk about the combination of it connected to the Children's Cabinet. Let's talk about how those two programs work side by side.
Yeah, I'm happy that you asked that. Because Safe Place is a nationwide program, we do explain that we're nationwide, but this program, Safe Place, wouldn't work without community agencies that take a program that's so critical to the community like Safe Place under their wing. So while Safe Place is nationwide, it's run by our local community agency, which is the Children's Cabinet.
All right, very cool. Matt Mowbray is, let's talk about this. You are a program manager for Safe Place, but you're a little bit deeper inside Children's Cabinet, correct?
Correct. So Joanna is a program coordinator for me in the Safe Place program. I'm also a program manager for multiple other programs within the Children's Cabinet, and there's multiple program managers at the Children's Cabinet. Some examples of programs at the Children's Cabinet, we have a school on site called Redfield Academy where teens can go to school if they've struggled in traditional schooling. We have a partnership with DCFS and the Rurals, for which is called Safe at Home, which were youth who have been abused or neglected, and we work on creating in-home safety plans so the youth can be reunited with the family. What else do we have? We have lots of things.
You guys got a bunch of there. Yeah. I mean, everything from child care on down.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. We have the Children's Cabinet Market, which is a subsidiary of the food bank. So anyone can come in and ask if they're short on food, and we can get them set up with a food basket and ongoing services in that route. We have family counseling, which is a big component of the Children's Cabinet.
And I want to come back to that because I think that's a big part of this also connecting with Safe Place. But please,
absolutely. So family counseling and case management are kind of the two mainstays at the Children's Cabinet that we've been practicing in the community since 1985. So those are the mainstay programs. So case management, any youth that calls into Safe Place, they're offered case management services. That's ongoing services to help the family meet their needs, whether it's getting set up with counseling, they're struggling in school education issues, healthcare, getting your health insurance set up, welfare, SNAP benefits, those type of things. The case manager does facilitative case management where they'll walk the family through getting those services set up.
I really love the mission statement, which is on the Children's Cabinet website. It basically reads that the Children's Cabinet, their mission is to keep children safe and families together. They provide programs and services at no charge to youth and their families in our community. They support young children to adults so that they can thrive within the schools and their families and their neighborhoods. There is no wrong door. They will also ensure that those who need us are provided the proper resources regardless of their circumstances. Let's talk about that. I mean, what does it take for an individual or a family to qualify for assistance from the Children's Cabinet?
So anyone can qualify. It's easy as going to our website at childrenscabinet.org, and there's a referral form on our website that you can fill out, and it asks you what's going on with your family, and then it will be sent to the appropriate program, and someone will reach out within 2 business days to discuss what's going on and get those services set up.
Before coming into the show this morning, I'm doing some research and I'm looking through the childrenscabinet.org website, and I click on Get to Know Our Staff, and I'm looking at the list of names on there, and it's amazing. I mean, the community partners that you guys have involved with the Children's Cabinet and Safe Place are unbelievable. From your executive director on down, it truly takes a village. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely.
Absolutely, yes.
And a big part of the Children's Cabinet, why it was founded, was to fill gaps in the community. So we work very closely with social services in Washoe County, juvenile services in Washoe County, all the child care facilities, other community agencies. We try to fill any gaps in the community that may be missing.
You know, and this probably also goes along with Safe Place and Children's Cabinet, but this is one of the common questions that's on the website. And it basically comes from a parent that says, I'm worried about my child or teenager's mood and mental health. How do I know if everything is okay? And I think that kind of goes along with the counseling that's provided through Safe Place and Children's Cabinet. Let's delve a little bit more into the counseling that's available.
So counseling, family counseling, again, is free of charge for anyone. It's as simple as filling out the web referral or calling the Children's Cabinet and just saying, I'd like family counseling. And then they're set up. We also have crisis counseling. There are some walk-in hours available. If it's immediate need, they can come in and meet with one of our family counselors on any given day at a time just for an assessment to see what's going on and make sure that we get the family pointed in the right direction of what's going on. And then family counseling, once you're assigned a family counselor, you go to as many sessions as needed to help the family, and hopefully everything works out.
We want to protect the identity of all youth in the program. So I want to give you a hypothetical situation, okay?
Uh-huh. Sure.
Where a child maybe stops off at a McDonald's, uh-huh, and he's getting bullied at school. He's having trouble at home. Take me through the steps of what happens and what the follow through is.
Yeah, that's a really good question. We, with Safe Place, have a really established process of how we go about that. One of those is when we do our intake and we talk to that youth. We have an assessment. And we go through that assessment with them, and that helps us be able to determine if that youth should speak to someone that day or within 24 hours. And at that point, we reach out to our in-house counselors and see if we're able to set up an appointment for one of those walk-in hours. We also create a safety plan with that youth just to make sure that we speak about what types of behaviors they start to display when they're feeling anxious or when they're feeling sad or when they're feeling angry. That way we can get to know a little bit of what those cues are, and we can help them get help that way. And at the end of that, safety plan is an agreement. They agree to get help, whether that's through us, through a counselor at school, or getting a more in-depth assessment. We have that process as well. And then all of the youth that come in through Safe Place, we offer them case management, but we also give them the opportunity to get on our counseling list or help them establish with their private or Medicaid insurance.
Well, we talk about it takes a village, and definitely from the Children's Cabinet side of things, there's a lot of people that make the wheels go round and mm-hmm. round. How many people would you say are part of the staff of Safe Place or part of the team? That's probably a better way of saying it.
Yeah, so we have a really solid team. There's six of us. With that, it really requires a lot of communication, consistency, and thankfully we have that in our group as well, because we are 24/7. So we staff the phones, we take calls, at whatever hours they come in, and 7 days a week and on holidays as well. So we're really fortunate that we have, clear communication amongst each other, and then we have a really good supportive management team as well.
Let's talk about the success of this program, because over 39 kids that were in need over the last year, you guys were able to help.
Yeah, and that's keeping in mind that you know, we did just experience a pandemic, and so,
that little thing.
Uh-huh. Yeah, so. We our goal, especially for Safe Place Week, is letting youth know that we're here to help, and they can reach out for help if they need it by calling the 800 number, which is 800-536-4588.
Also, too, you got the text option, too, mm-hmm. of SAFE, S-A-F-E. That's the 44357. I think this is amazing. You have 71 walk-up sites.
Yes.
And businesses around Washoe County, 120 mobile sites, which include the RTC buses. I mean, really, that's really a great web.
Yeah, yeah, and it's definitely a growing network, and that's our goal, is getting the word out there. If there's any businesses or community buildings or organizations that want to become a Safe Place site, please call us. Call our Children's Cabinet office. The number is 775-352-8090, and ask to speak to the Safe Place program.
All right, I'm going to throw out another hypothetical situation here for you. Sure. You know, unfortunately, a lot of kids and teens, they run away from home, mm-hmm. okay? And in a lot of situations, you know, for me, I think about when I ran away from home. I think all of us can relate to that time where it's like, I'm packing up my suitcase. Mm-hmm. And maybe you make it a half block and you realize, man, it's really cold out here. Or, yeah. Man, I'm really hungry and I'm going to go back home. A lot of those kids, that doesn't happen. They keep on going. And maybe they realize that they shouldn't have ran away from home uh-huh. a day. Or maybe sometimes it's a couple of days later. Those youth, that is Safe Place a perfect environment for them?
You know, Safe Place is a resource here for everyone, including those youth that maybe it was a pretty big deal because they chose to run away.
Exactly.
But they need an adult there that is compassionate to their situation. And we're there to help them weigh out those pros and those cons, and ultimately help them realize that they're potentially putting themselves in unsafe situations.
You brought up a key factor, and that was the pandemic, mm-hmm. Where a lot of organizations, 501c3s, they folded up their doors and they're just like, listen, we can't do this. We're packing up and moving out. The Children's Cabinet and Safe Place has been able to weather the storm.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah.
How is that possible?
It was possible by maintaining consistency with our policies amongst our agency, and of course considering the safety of our staff. But also our goal and our priority with our program is making sure that youth are getting the help. Mm-hmm. And the information and education for Safe Place that they need. So we still kept our phones open. We were there to help youth that needed it. And we're still going and building from that, and kind of just rising from those ashes and continuing to move forward. But hopefully 2022, especially with this platform and being able to get the word out there, we're gonna help out more youth.
Money makes the world go round, especially when you're talking about great organizations such as Safe Place and the Children's Cabinet. Where does that money come from? Is it from local donors? Is it from federal dollars? Give us a scope on that. And is there fundraising opportunities available?
So there definitely is fundraising opportunities available. If you go to our website right now, we actually have a text-in donation going on right now.
Okay.
All of the money that is donated through that text-in donation goes to Safe Place for the month of March. So that's incredible. But we are a federally funded program as well.
That's really cool. Do you get local dollars as well from local businesses?
Absolutely. So we receive donations from local businesses. We have federal grants that we receive, state grants, mm-hmm. and local grants as well. But a lot of it is from local donations. We have in August, we have our Art of Childhood fundraiser.
Okay.
It's every year. It's a big gala with silent auctions and things like that. I know their planning's going strong for it already for this year. So those are the main, so it's federal grants, local grants through the state, city, all those things.
You know, I mean, when you look at the Children's Cabinet, I think that people look at the Children's Cabinet from a 10,000-foot overview, and they go, okay, well, this just helps kids in need. But it goes so much farther than that.
Absolutely. So we've been speaking mostly about our FYI, which is Family, Youth, and Intervention Programs. We also have our Seed Department, which is at our Rock Boulevard location, and they provide the child care subsidy as well as parenting classes. And help you find a child care provider and things of that nature.
So the Children's Cabinet is really, it's out there to support the families as well.
Absolutely. We look at it as when we're case managing, if say a youth comes into Safe Place, we're not just case managing the youth. We're case managing the whole family because there could be what's created this situation could be a family-wide thing that we need to all come together and work on.
Okay, so this is going to be a two-part question for both of you. Okay. Uh-huh. And without revealing anybody's identity, because we want to respect everybody's identity, but what is the most rewarding case or situation that you've seen with Safe Place that really kind of cements this is the reason why we do this?
Yeah, that's a great question. I would say that it has a lot to do with family. And getting that family to get to the point where they're communicating and especially when they come in and the kid is running away from home and they don't like their parents. And, sometimes it takes us a little bit of time too, to help that parent realize, hey, we're here to help keep you guys together. And let's do that by working as a team. And at the end of it, when we can see the youth and the parent give each other a hug and that youth is no longer running away from home, the youth is going to school and accomplishing goals, that's honestly one of the things that I love most about Safe Place and about doing what we do.
Because I would think in both of your positions that you see children at probably the hardest time in their lives. And to be able to be part of growing them and helping them recover has got to be the most rewarding thing ever.
Absolutely. And I think I haven't been involved with Safe Place as long as Joanna has. But in my time, I think some of the most rewarding, just the really basic, a youth calls from school and is scared to go home because they got in trouble at school for whatever the reason may be. And just talking with the youth and then talking with the family and helping mediate that is, I feel, a really rewarding, you know, it helps not cause a bigger incident or something to blow up where it's just mediated.
Joanna and Matt, do you have children?
I do.
You do?
I do as well.
Okay. How is it for you personally when you see these stories, you meet these children, you meet these families? How do you separate it and then go home to your own personal life? It's got to be hard.
Oh yeah, it is hard, and I would say part of that is having a strong team and being able to talk about it. I'm able to walk into Matt's office and staff and debrief, and not only that, but he's able to give me the support that I need as well, and we do that as a team. So that definitely helps. And then just being able to know that you were there, you supported that youth and you made it a goal to leave and come up with a plan for the end of that day and pick up and have a plan for the next day.
I've done a lot of work with the Children's Hospital over the years, and I always say that I have the highest respect for doctors and nurses that work at the Children's Hospital because you see some very dark days, and you can use your imagination with that. But then on the flip side, you have really good days and really, really high marks. And I would put both of you in that same category as the doctors and nurses, where it's like, you know, you're in there doing incredible work day in and day out, and not sure what's ahead. That's got to be very difficult.
Yeah, that's so sweet of you. Every day, every youth that calls in is a different situation, and we just want them to know that calling and reaching out for help, we're there when they need it.
Safe Place Week is coming up March 20th through the 26th. How can people get involved with this? Is it more about just awareness that the program's out there? What can people do that are listening to this right now?
Yeah, awareness is huge. So if you have our number and you come across a youth that's in need, give them our phone number and tell them to call us. If they need a safe place to go or if they're having issues at home, they can call us by dialing 800-536-4588 and we'll be there to help. Or if you're a community, a business or organization and you want to become a safe place site, please call us. We'll be more than happy to give you all the information that you need and to get you set up for a training.
All right. What does it take for a business to become a Safe Place site?
Yeah, it's pretty simple. But again, it's
And you get
crucial.
A cool placard to put in your window, too.
Yeah, you do. So to become a Safe Place site, you call and reach out. You speak to either myself or Matt. And we get you set up with the initial training. We have a training site video. We have a step-by-step policy and procedure. And we also come in and train your staff.
We like that. So it kind of comes full circle.
Uh-huh.
Let me ask you this. You know, we talked about the pandemic. We talked about how hard it was on your organization. And you guys definitely came out bigger and better on the other side of it.
Yeah.
What's next for Safe Place as Washoe County continues to grow?
We have big goals.
Let's talk about those.
our goals are to be here to provide case management services to as many youth that need it through Safe Place. So whether they're having issues at home or being bullied at school, whatever their needs are, as long as they have goals that they want to meet, we want to help them reach them.
You know, we talk about Washoe County growing, and whenever you have a population that grows, mm-hmm. that also grows the possible issues that are out there.
Yeah.
From homeless to, you know, just basically having more people. When you have more people, you have the risk of more problems. And we just went through a new census period. You say it's a federally funded program, partially federally funded.
Yes.
With the results that we just got back from the last census, does that mean more money for the Safe Place program?
Well, I would say that the more youth we can help, the more opportunity for funding there is for us.
Okay.
Absolutely. As we report our numbers to the feds, and then we see the need, and then that makes a determination on the funding.
Oh, so that's how that works.
Well, okay. Partially. Maybe yeah. I shouldn't speak too much out of it.
No, but that I guess that makes sense because you always hear like, oh, okay, well, this is our budget. Let's make sure we use that or we're going to lose it. But in this situation, it's kind of like the feds will pay for whatever the need is. Is that
well,
safe to say?
That might be stretching it into the budgets. Maybe
we are talking about the federal government.
Yeah, right. So we report our numbers to our federal workers as well, and then it's determined, and we put projections out every year to receive the grant again every couple of years. So
I'm going to ask you this question in closing before we give everybody the recap on Safe Place. But what is the number one need that you guys have as an organization right now?
That's a good question.
Oh, boy.
It's probably a loaded question.
Yes, there's numerous things. So as an organization, as the Children's Cabinet or as the Safe Place
Safe
program?
Safe Place.
So the Safe Place program, as many Safe Place sites as we could have in the community mm-hmm. would be probably the top of the list. And a secondary one, and this is a little more specified, would be we're always looking for Safe Place placement options. So any foster families that are working with Washoe County Social Services, they can be approved for a Safe Place placement site if they're willing to do that. And they can speak with their foster social worker at Washoe County, and we can work to develop that relationship.
Where is the best place for people to get more information about Safe Place?
They can call us at the Children's Cabinet and ask to speak to the Safe Place program. Our number is 775-352-8090.
Is the best website childrenscabinet.org?
Yes, childrenscabinet.org. And also they can ask for me, Joanna Ramos, and or they can ask for Matt as well.
All right, very cool. And also, too, you can follow the Children's Cabinet and Safe Place on social media, on the Big E's Facebook, Insta, Twitter. And the other one thing that we want to highlight with Safe Place Week coming up March 20th through the 26th, even though that's the week that's highlighted, that's the mm-hmm. national week, having a safe place for kids doesn't close down after that week. It's 365 days out of the year, including
yes.
holidays.
Yes, yes. Safe Place Week actually, as a matter of fact, is scheduled around spring break. a lot of youth might come across problems at home during that time. So our goal is to provide safe and fun activities for youth. So check out our website, our Facebook. We're going to have the events that we have listed for that week up there. And if you are a youth or a family that wants to attend, you can reach out to us and we can get you signed up for that event.
All right. If you are a youth in need, or if you know of a youth in need, you can call this number, 1-800-536-4588. Again, that number is 1-800-536-4588. You can also text the word SAFE. Again, the word is SAFE, S-A-F-E, to this short code, 44357. Again, 44357. Joanna and Matt from Children's Cabinet and Safe Place, thank you so much for joining us on this fine edition of Insight on this Reno Media Group radio station. Have a wonderful Sunday, and we'll see you again next week.